You know, imagine be conquerability.
The one downside that I know for a fact to having a video podcast is the fact that you really have to go through the episode.
Doggy.
Have I worn this?
Like, you see me, I'm
outfit.
I wouldn't consider myself a fashionista.
That's the thing.
Like that. So I'm not a person with like a mad wardrobe like that. And it's pressure, bro.
We've exhausted Embers of Town.
Embers of Town. Embers of Town. And you know what? We set ourselves up that day. We're like, hey, you should come on and look at the drip or die.
No. As soon as that episode, I was like,
a matter of
we play. Do not think that.
We didn't think this one through. We didn't think this one through.
If we meet on the streets, whether Harare, London, then, whatever.
Yo.
Hey.
Mind your business.
Hey.
I really mind your business.
Everyone knows this cost of living.
Someone said in the comments one time, Menashe was wearing the same thing. I'm not, but...
That is fiscally responsible.
I am.
If I was...
Come on.
Come on.
Every other... We did say every 10 episodes... 10-10 in 10.
Yeah.
We swagger.
Would you, yeah.
But
look forward to episode 20.
I'm tired. Like, yo.
The pressure.
No, man. Nobody needs that.
The reason why I was really thinking about it, because this shirt, right?
Mm.
It's one of my favorite t-shirts.
Yeah. Right?
So.
That's the ZTA item.
Yeah. I weighed with impunity. So I was like, yo, have I?
Did I?
But I remember somebody saying,
Iguchi, I'm
not. I was like, nah.
For someone who has a whole joke on Iguchi.
When it's Gucci, you guys will know.
Listen, my Fafi gonna have to get hit with the trip. I'm sorry. We're gonna have to my Fafi.
Rima order.
Brother, my Fafi gonna have to do her thing. I'm gonna have to get that Louis Victoria item, bro.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Yeah, now, hey, shout outs to the Coffees.
As always.
As per always. Leaderboard.
As always.
Leaderboard. Woo! That's what we like to hear.
If you would like to see your name on this here leaderboard, you know what to do. Link is in the description. Spotify, YouTube, the Twitters.
All of that good stuff is
buymeacoffee.com/blackandforthpod.
No. That's what we at. I'm not the drip or die thing. Hey, man. Let me die. But I like the ZTA item. You said, is that the one you got from your mom's? Your queen?
I got, you know, like at the when they are giving out clothes at the funeral. How did I get it? Did I select it or did somebody give it to me? No, I think my sisters took it and they were like, This is for you. Going to be in March. It's going to be 1 year since Mama is gone.
Oh, in March?
Yeah.
I was thinking about it
the other day and I don't know, man. I don't know how I've made it through this year, man.
You know what? She is extremely, extremely proud of you. She's beaming.
I think part of it is that's the part that kills me. Because I'm like, I don't want you to be proud from the other side. There's so many things that she still wanted her to participate.
I know.
I don't want to. Hey,
but you know what? You're a fool, you know. You know why you're actually an idiot, bro. Yeah. Like, I will never forgive you for making me laugh about certain things.
Hey, man.
I was like, why is he like this? Why is that joke?
If like when we were at the funeral, right? Mm. Like on the, I think it was on the night or the day after. Oh, I was in peak comedian form.
Ooh.
Because I think my brain just went into a state of, if I don't make myself laugh or make somebody else laugh, I'm going to devolve. Fall apart.
I feel you. No.
So I was. It was nonstop. It was almost toxic levels because all my friends were coming in and I didn't want to give them the chance to console me.
Man was moving like the Joker.
Oh, I was. Everyone was. It was a nice. It was a decent time. Everybody was laughing and I felt normal because I was. It was tough, man. It was tough. But every time I try to think of it, I just think of how much my mother was full of life.
Yeah. Okay.
As I think every mother and the amount of stories that I have about that woman,
and just moments
of ingenuity where she would pull a rabbit out of the
bro. She put a hat out of a rabbit.
Oh, my mother was the. My mother is the one person that I know. Had she been born in a different country or economy,
yeah,
easily a billionaire.
Like that.
Easily. She just didn't have the economy to support.
To back it.
Bro.
Ingenuity.
Mental mathematics. I remember this one time. Because it's three of us. It's me. I have a younger sibling, Makomborero. Then there's Munevimbo.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, Munevimbo is the baby of the family. Not just because she's the last born, but because she was born
when like things were just
later on down the line when everybody has said like, hey, two babies, we good, what? Yeah, but I don't know what, that baby popped up. Okay. So she's baby. My mom was a teacher. So naturally, Munevimbo gets enrolled at the school that my mom teaches at. Because again, you get my pegs.
Perks, of course. Fees, of course.
As is the case with all her children, Munembo was good at school.
Okay.
So this particular year, she bangs out the entire class.
Ba-bam.
Award you. What? You know, in primary school, you get silly awards on top of the merit awards.
Yeah.
But my mother, she's a teacher. She's broke.
But she hustling.
I can tell what this decision is stressing her.
Hustler's ambition. You can't not do anything for the child, man. You gotta, especially you gotta nurture and encourage.
You are the teacher.
Right.
There's added pressure. Come if you're on. A parent, you can just wing it. So
how she mix it?
Gets to school. Prize giving day. Munembo gets called up. My mother just comes from nowhere. Right around that time, our dog had just given birth to 8 puppies.
You got a nice litter.
My mother just picked up one of them that day, took it to school. Like I don't know whether it was day? In a box or... She had something wrapped up that looked like a little box in that. I remember, the other little kids. Puppy!
But the puppy was fighting for its life in the box the whole time. Puppy was like, yo!
Where's my mom?
I'm like, hey, yo!
I need to suck a titty.
What is this?
If I tell you, as soon as we get home,
dog has anxiety from that now.
From that prize giving day, that dog was put for sale. No. That dog was put up for sale
along with its 7 siblings.
Now that it has achieved its purpose,
they could have kept that one and sold the other 7.
What do we need 8 dogs for? We already had 3 dogs at home. Why do we need 8 more dogs?
No, but you get rid of 7 of the 8 guy, and then you have 4 dogs.
It has achieved its primary purpose. Thing.
Come on,
PR.
It was a PR campaign.
She said, I cannot lose. I cannot look like the broke boy in front of these people.
You know, when Oprah Winfrey pledges $10 million, I said pledge. I didn't say, I said I pledged. I didn't say I'm going to 1, 2, 3. I pledged. A pledge is not a donation. You have to understand that, yo, Amber Heard, I pledge.
She had so many of those stories, man.
No, that's gangster.
She would just make something from nothing and she'd just be like, How?
Whip it up. You know, like for me, you see that make something out of nothing.
Yeah.
Dollar out of 15 cents type of thing.
Yeah.
When I realized it is when I came to England and I joined my mom here.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
With?
You, how, what?
With?
What? With? What is this? Are you just...
Are you testing me?
Like, this is... It blew my mind.
Because I'm assuming on the flip side, prior to you arriving, bro, you were receiving gifts and whatever. Gifts, you like.
I got the nice shoes, nice gums, I got gadgets.
PS4, you know, Discman.
You know, my mom went above and beyond to provide the, you know, I'm like,
She's cooking.
She's cooking. Brother, when I came here and I saw my mom coming out of a long day, going into and sleeping, and then come out from there, go like jobs, 2-3 jobs.
Yeah.
She was the real Steve Jobs. Yo,
my mama,
bro, like. She was barely at home.
Right.
Like, that's why I had to get my chef game on point.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? Because, hey,
whip it. Whip it.
It was amazing. And then I was like, you know what? This is tough.
You're a gangster.
Like, you are a G for this. And it's not even just me and my brother, it's
because it's some those days she's coming to the UK. Not many people are coming to the UK, so as soon as the whole family finds out she's coming to the UK, there's cousins that need to be all little school fees, newborn babies.
Yo, and it was just so heavy on her, man. It like to the one of the things that you know, weighs heavy on me is that I'm at this age.
Yeah.
And she's still grinding. She's still grinding. And I'm like, you know, I would like this to stop.
Exactly.
Sometimes. Oh, but now the beauty of it now is that, you know, we're slowly grinding on our own thing.
Yeah. On our own terms.
It's like you and I, me and my mom against the world.
Yeah. But better days ahead.
Better days ahead.
While you were, I realized something, man.
Mm.
I think the Zim economy, as terrible as it is, you take out mothers, we are not a country.
It's done. You know what?
You take out mothers. People talk about the diaspora remittance is supporting. You take out Zim mothers, diaspora and local.
A wrap.
Zim economy is done.
It's a wrap. I don't know how them women just do it, bro. You know what?
If our politics, if we just agreed, let's let women run the show, we back,
bro. Because
we back in like the game.
There's phases, bro. You remember there was an era when our moms used to just take people through to school, do everything.
That's even cross border trading.
Madoiri.
They come back with the whole room divider.
Yo,
we are dividing the room. Do you remember the room divider? Oh, at some point, if you didn't have a room divider, I'm serious as a family.
Come on, get your life together.
Yeah.
Say Muri.
Your TV is just out for push way.
Do better.
You need the room divider this with room the three dogs.
There's no division in this room.
Like, everything is just out in the open. Naked.
Come on.
Your radio is just there. TV,
appliances,
VCR.
Yay!
You're not serious, people.
Come on.
Come back here.
And the odd cabinet that just has the cassette tapes.
Do you know? Do you remember? Did your mother ever do this where she would get into town and like rotting on my foot, a flower, and what? And she would hear, or she might have heard, pane mafuta ekwa okay arikuita 2 dollars 20
mm.
but ekwa TM arikuita 2 dollars 19
oh
you know where you're going
you know and you know you, what's crazy
you know
bro?
Where you're going
you know what's and it grinds the gears
yeah
you'd have hit the whole
oh.
town
oh
you're tired oh. bro
oh because not oh.
you're tired
how am I involved in this cooking oh rigamaro
you're tired I'm just tired and you think this is the final shop we're in we're about to get the cooking oil and then she goes 220 nah
she just hears gua murodo I need about ingredients munaruta tipura he atera I just said the price for
it comes out on the palito
New information.
Panama futa puta puta futa puta arita
$2. Because as a kid, you're not invested. It's either I've come here because I want you to get me mataso angu.
Yeah, mataso angu.
Either you've got me, so I've checked out.
I'm out. I'm sorted, man. I'm sorted.
Or I haven't got them, so I'm sulky. It's done. All this rigmarole.
Nah. Two twos, you've even gone into one shop, you saw a gadget, a toy that you like, and you just thought, let me just shoot my shot. And it gets shot down so hard.
One more time,
you might even quit.
In public, they wouldn't resort to public. It's just...
You were.
One more time, you don't have a pizza.
Yeah.
Like a
you need to enter go pause it. What was it about that ewe? There was an ewe that they did. It wasn't high register, it was just gravitas.
It's like what is that thing that dogs do? Oh, whoa. There's an animal that does it where they are the only
That frequency.
They,
like sauna, like them yeah. dolphins are like...
yeah. They're like, you and your mother are the only people...
Who hear this. It could be in a room full of guests, my ends. It's like telepathy.
Mm.
You're just like, did y'all hear that?
Am I the only one who's seeing these threats
are you not
on my life? You men just mind your own business. I'm being threatened here.
How are you man just gonna act like you didn't hear this?
What in the UN is happening here?
What is the Kofi Annan?
What in the Kofi Annan is happening here? It's a travesty. But you guys are just... I thought I protected.
Crimes against humanity. Oh, I thought I'd be safe
the worst
today.
The worst thing is... When there were visitors at home, and no. you thought you could get away that's with stuff,
that's precisely you, like, the...
you are like, oh
my god,
Yenzi, she would never. Then she's like, oh, never nimbia kumpa, never nimbia
kumpa.
All of a sudden, you've stopped showing up. You're not participating.
Harara. I don't know why did they love unorara watonorerwa. Charara wa fefeterwa. Unorara watonorerwa.
I think part of that generation when they were graduating from teenage years
to motherhood
there was like, a hamper that they would get handed.
Startup pack like with inema pamphlets and prospectors and then key terminologies. Key threats, processes.
Nega kango port. Mwanangu ndo porto ye kuvaka imba. Kakango port and a hamper ema statements. Kurara watu onorerwa. And this is shamari yako. I'm not sure. Now,
size nail.
Now anamai maita. I'm not your little friend.
I know.
Gravitas.
Wadon pinambrugwa.
Oh, Kudan Pinambrugwa was upper echelon because that statement as is, that's taboo.
That's just, whoa.
What, like, Wafari is a different Wafari, level. Like, you don't level see me Wafari as your mother
like,
anymore.
Like, yo. Ah. And this is Shangwari Yako Wanzwa. It's the Wanzwa.
Oh, because it requires a response, but I don't need that response.
Yo! The rhetorical
technicality, yacho.
The school of rhetorical questioning, all them ladies graduated from
Wandsworth.
You know what? The one my mom loves. And till this day, now that I'm an older man, I can be like,
but what's
Amen, dog. Like, what you mean? Amen means I don't know. If it means I don't know, I don't know who. What you... I don't know who. Amen or ani.
Hey, mother's bad.
You know, is it Amen or ani? You know, it's how to be a millionaire. My answers, they pop up on the bottom of the screen. It's like, Amen or imin.
Call a friend.
Lifeline. Call a friend.
Call a friend.
I don't know. Help me. I need the answer. The clock is running down.
If we are serious as a nation, would let mothers do run that country?
Really, would let, truly.
Because from a discipline, as a country, I feel like the first thing we need is discipline. We need our discipline back on lock.
Back on track.
Everybody behaving the same way as a country.
On the same page.
You know, fiscally, mothers running the finance ministry. Dude. There's no funny rigmarole, things being... we're buying... No. Why do you need a Benz?
Benz, eh?
We need to get from A to B.
B.
A to... Everyone will be using Makwami.
I can't wait to get...
I remember my mom 2008 period when food is scarce in the shops. You can barely find anything.
Ain't none too.
No soup, no what. Brother, she made meals from, I get the very most things are good. You like
nyeve, delicious.
We hit that nyeve to a point where like this is a delicacy.
You know what? Nyeve is kind of wow. Nyeve is kind of nice. when it's sun dried. When it's sun dried, you don't get nunga pasagarere pamshanot. You know what's crazy? Do you know they like, I don't know, I went to a little fancy kama joint and they had crispy kale.
You like, I'm triggered different.
Like, I was triggered.
Whose man's is this?
Hey, yo, don't take me back.
Hey, you guys have a Zimbabwean chef back there? What's going on?
Ginza.
Gribet.
Get a bad duet. That's crud. My mom's life story itself is.
Yeah.
I'm just so in awe of this. Like, if I had gone through half the shit that my mom's been through, I think I would have just been like, you know what? I'm just gonna go sleep.
I've done enough.
Turn off this whole thing. It's my nigga.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I'm okay.
No. No.
She's been through it.
She's been her childhood. I don't even like hearing the stories of her childhood. I'm like, nah, that ain't that. But she was a bad man. Worked her way through things. Became the first Black sales negotiator, because in Zim, she used to work at Laws Organization.
What's that?
Laws Organization, which is like a states, real estate.
Okay.
And she was a realtor.
Oh, nice.
And she started as a secretary. Upgraded. You know, got herself through the things. At the height of her career, I think when I was about 10, before she came to England, this woman was selling houses like she's selling my bands. It broke. Life was nice.
Yeah.
So much so that sometimes I even looked at it, I was like, my nigga, why you go to the UK? Like, you know?
Yeah.
And ironically, life grabbed her by the neck when she got here.
Right. Yeah, when she was like, did I?
But she was a determined person.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's lost everything. Start from...
Restart.
Restart.
It takes a lot to do that.
And she's not even the only person who's got that kind of story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Particularly with people who've come to the
UK
and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, people have lost... I mean, people had great jobs in Zimbabwe and they came here. They had to start...
Can't give these haters satisfaction.
Can't give these haters satisfaction, man.
Because there would have been some people who would be like...
And then just like, nah, not me.
But also, even without that, her decision is because it might not have been immediate,
but
her reasoning to leave because she foresaw good.
Pani poop fest. Come, dogger. Honestly, in my sashes instead. You know, to not a banding.
But the time you have to Madavita.
Hmm?
Madavita.
No,
Jolly Juice.
Oh, no. Oh, Jolly Juice.
So Jolly Juice started having variations, like brand names. Jolly Juice was the premium one. Then they were like Madavita and more. No,
oh, Jolly Juice was the Colgate of my Nangrige nigga. Yeah. I remember that. I remember the Jolly Juices.
Man. Now, this started out as a joke, man, but we really need to give this country to mothers.
For real?
For real.
Gusto, determination. You know how
Zim right now, all these war vets would be like, we died for this country. Like, mothers would just hit you like, hey, I don't know if I can say this out. Like, at the peak, hey, I can't say, because, hey, my mom made my chance. Where you just be like, where did you even pull that from?
Okay, tell me the one, because there's the universal ones, right? The standard, the ones that come with the hamper and the pamphlet with the chance, you know, I can't go to my social brugwa. But what was the one that was your mom's that was the one she went and sat down and she said, you know what, I'm finna...
I don't even know if it was hers, but the aggression that would come. Dinda kaku mama, dinda kaku misa.
Oh. I know that one.
Somebody was catching hands.
That was advanced level. That's beyond.
No, somebody was catching.
That was master's level.
That was two. We PhD. Have 2 days of awkwardness in this house.
That's crud.
We mom's... have 2 days of silence.
My mom's one, and she unleashed it to this day.
Yeah.
It's one of the coldest moments ever.
Yeah.
When I was like,
whoa.
Woo! I have been threatened. Brother.
Yeah. Anzi.
I just turned 18.
Yeah.
I'm in the UK.
Shit.
Yeah. Mom's is doing my night shifts and whatnot. Like I said, she's mad in the grind and what. No, size don't matter, nigga. You can catch this
more anytime,
son.
So it fuck child services.
I'm still in sixth form.
Yeah.
And me, my boys, whatnot, every Sunday there was this rave. It's either in Reading or in Windsor, like Club Bauer. Hey, my Bauer ain't that guy.
Right.
And those were the days Afrobeats
just started
when Afrobeats was ooh, and these joints on these Sundays would be banging out.
Yeah,
the Starboys whiskey, not this whiskey.
No. Yeah,
and I would wait for her. Mm. She'd go to. I know that she goes to a sleeping.
Mm.
It was a sleeping she'd do. I know she's going to sleep in. I think she'd start to sleep in at like 10, 11 or something like that. And usually before she goes to sleep, she'd call my pops at around 11:30. And then she'd call me soon after she's spoken to my pops, just around 12-ish, 12 bells. And then, good night, good night, good night, good night, good night.
Yeah.
My pops, those times, would be going to work early, bells in the morning, 5 a.m. So he used to sleep early and whatnot. As soon as that comes, I'd sneak out, boom, boom. Boys would hit me with that. We're downstairs, jump in the whip, slide.
Yeah.
On this particular day, because last entry in the bower was like 1 a.m.
Right.
And, you know, need to get there in time.
Yeah.
Broski, 12 goes. Mom's ain't cold. I'm like, I'm getting impatient. I'm thinking, maybe she's going to sleep. Maybe she just spoke to pops and whatnot. Just around 12:15, she calls. And then she's like, yeah, I do my good nights and whatnot. But hey, it's late.
It's late.
The man, them are hitting me on some, yo, yeah, yo.
What's up?
Come on, we got to go. One of my baddies, bro.
What?
I go school mungo.
Baddies for real.
For real baddies. I was like, ah, bless. I jump out. Boom. Slide. And rumbawa. Sure enough, the night is
suspiciously good.
It's a little extra good. DJ is playing everything that I like.
He's in your mind.
The girls are showing me love. I mean wine.
Like, this is for that beating you gonna get, nigga.
Enjoy you guys less.
You might die.
You
catch
might
this one.
You might die.
Hey, you might die.
Whoa.
Just in case.
Make some noise if you might die tonight.
Like, oh my God. Oh, mpana. That's so far. Usina.
Broski. I mean wine.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is she calling in these wee hours of the morning? Looked at my phone. It's her for sure. Bro, have you ever been having fun and then you just go? And I'm like,
what had happened?
I'm like, what? I'm thinking, is she just calling? I was like, no, I'm asleep. That's how I'm gonna play it. She's at work. How would she know? How would she know I'm not in the yard? She's at work. Vroom, vroom. Now the number of missed calls coming in
suspicious
is just cats out the bag. Big rab varuk. Not just bag.
No.
Bag remanyoka.
The entire changan bag. Just
bag. And then I air it. Homegirls whining for her life on me. I'm just like,
this is the as namarum cards or guitars. Proper post-nut clarity at this
point. Pre-nut clarity.
Pre-nut is the word.
Ever at this. Yeah. Pre-nut clarity.
Like,
it was that.
Why Muslim church man?
Why are you...
DJ, is that you, son?
My charamba, please.
Please. It all started in the manger. Now it's it all ended in the nightclub. Everything ended in the nightclub. Sorry, my children.
You know, for him to be what he is.
Yo.
Nobody could anticipate.
Oh, no one could anticipate for real. No one could anticipate for real, for real.
And then the text comes in. One text, and that was it.
Why?
Watamba ni madodi pasina mvura. I look around. I look for the driver. My boy Ashley was the one who was driving. And I go to Ashley. I was like, Ash. And I got with handle this.
Ashi's like, what do you do?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do you do? Handle Den.
Yeah, what's going on?
Den's like a Congolese.
What? Kuden.
I'm
going to get a rich baba.
Kuden, come down. Bro, it's not just us now. Because there's a couple beanies.
Yeah.
What? No, it's not just me and Ashi who are in that. So now, it's a hard task trying to coordinate with everyone. So I just took it upon myself and I said, you know what? Let me just enjoy my last day on this God's green earth.
Right.
And I'll deal. You know what? I'll deal with. Those are I'm going to do for
that. Oh, that was cold, but.
Coldest bar
because
I've ever
because she's not even thinking about this is evidence. Good ones went out child death. I could translate. She was like, "Nah, I don't care who sees this."
You have played with poop where there's no water till this time. It's like an African proverb. Like,
God damn, shivers.
Bro,
How did that end? What had happened? She came early and found you, or Pops, whatever.
I think she ghost. She called Pops late again. I don't know what happened, and then she goes, "Manash, let me rap to Manash. Calls me. Nothing. She calls Pops. Where is this nigga?
Goes to check.
Pops is like, and you know, my step Pops is a G. Is a, you know, he'd be like, hey man, I don't know. And then she must have. Tasked him with, go to this nigga's room and pass him the phone. Comes to my room. Machina chente. I can't go so loud. I
can't go so loud. Oh, perfect use of Babacharam. We are going to get banned. Oh, that was perfect. That was seamless. Transition game. Hey, you slid that in. That was so smooth.
Through bowling.
Ooh. Perfect. 10 out of 10 use.
Perfect.
Perfect.
I mean, I've received countless, several, numerous threats, but that one, to this day, I use that statement. I'm like, this is gold. Like, this is, apart from the threat, this is literary gold.
Kudzorwa.
Woof.
Nah, mother.
But you know, funny enough,
yeah.
The following day, she just hit me with Sakawangwaenda kupi.
I think more than anything, she probably would have been worried. Could you, like in this foreign country, in front of you, is he safe? And also nya it's my drugs.
I was like, so, because it was a school day the following day. And she just, and the thing that saved me again, she's in and out of my shifts.
Well, it's very difficult to maintain.
So she says, it's very good. You know, you have to.
It's very difficult.
Talk, dips. And then by the time she comes back, I've cleaned the yard.
Yeah.
I made dinner.
The level of good behavior that would be on. When you know you're acting from a point of deficit.
I wasn't even studying. And I'm going,
one round that. 17 times 392 equals the square root of if I. I didn't say. Kwangu say kubasa.
Masura say ma.
As a matter of fact, those are tight bow.
Those are tight. No, can't go to a problem. I'm going to be on a DJ. As a DJ, I'm going to back a mathematical task to carry out at home. But it was fantastic.
Nah, man. Do you know the I really think we need to give mothers a chance.
They're G's for that.
Do you know, so every teacher, you're in a position of authority, so to say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there's pecs that came from
teaching,
mm-hmm.
right? So you'd get away with things like, say your school had C plus in terms of
mm-hmm.
my counter books,
or
I don't know, my t-shirts, my sports days. Then I think GNU days, they would have like my sports days would be fancy. Teachers would be bought like my chicken in or my mother would bring two or three.
Yay! Hey, that's perks.
Two or three?
Yo!
Bro, my mother was, like, she moved in the spirit of somebody who's been here before. Like, everyone she's with, you get to a place for the first time ever. She would behave. That's how confident she was as a person. And with that, it just made this person where, if she's in a room, right, she's more likely to get a position of authority.
Of course.
For the simple reason that she's acted as if she already had this position of authority.
Act like you've been here, bro.
Right?
Like, act like you belong.
I remember at her, in the last 2 months, my mother and I would drive around, like when we were going to the doctors, when we were going to all these places. I remember from time to time we'd pass through a school. I have videos of entire streams coming to, do you know, in a heartbreaking way, that's how I knew that my mother wasn't going to make it. In the most hard, because it felt like everybody was saying goodbye to her. Like, I have videos of people like who would be passing through, maybe collecting some forms, and people would just come to, like, students would come and just cry by the car. I'm talking at least 100 students in one go would just come to say, "Ah, oh, madam, we miss you so much." What? Oh. She was that beloved, like, because she was funny. Mm. She was just full of energy.
But she was firm as well. You know them teachers that you know that, hey, let's you not fuck around. I don't want to disappoint them.
But it's the best performing class.
It's the, I know. It's the best. I know them. Those are the best teachers.
So
it's not all laughy, daffy.
I remember when I saw that, I actually have the video. That broke my heart because in my mind, I was convinced there is no way. So like the universe is conspiring to give you your flowers just before. Like all the, I don't know what made me record that. But in my mind, I was like, I didn't know we didn't know what stage the cancer was at that point, but I was just like, students would come to our house on weekends to come hang out with my mother. Like her class. Her class would come to just hang out with my mother, just sit and talk stories.
And crack.
And just crack. That's how I knew, like, and on some level, it made me proud, you know, to be like, yo.
You know what? That's my mama. That's me, yeah.
But
because God forbid your mom's a teacher and she's the most despised nigga in the school.
Everyone is just like, hey.
Hey, man. Hey.
Had to go.
Your mom's jarring, fam.
Had to go. Shout out to that cancer. Bro, imagine people rooting for the cancer.
No.
Like, God damn. And say, it can't happen, so I'm extra tired.
Oh, God, hey, yeah, Penna, please finish it. No, that's done.
Bro, they at a funeral, the students came and they sang and they danced.
Oh.
Bro, and it was such a level, like, the parents of these kids were involved in, because one parent, like, we lived very far from the school.
Mm-hmm.
That's how, like, we lived very far from the school.
They went out of their way.
I mean, it's like, still a walking distance.
It's not like it's on the way to school.
No, and it's not. Yeah.
Afterthought, let me pass.
And be a man, Mabuku, everybody's coming. There's like at least 7 different schools in Mabuku. Mm-hmm. Ours is. So kids would come together. Tuenda kwa medem. Tuenda kwa ngrigini. And my mother always had my freeze it. So they knew also if they come, everybody's getting my freeze it. My mother had that little. Oh, she was an entrepreneur at heart.
Of course.
So she had Jima Zepe, Jima Ningrin, that she would sell to Ningrin. That meant solely for the reason that she would be liquid. You know, she always had a 20 bucks to Ningrin, never had or worse, when then she got a car, she was giving people lifts, and then she became,
But my original story, my original, the thing that made me remember was just how she would, whatever the school got, you knew kuti as a family we had. With a ma tissue.
Yeah.
With a ma ningrin, she
like, come on.
She would withdraw. I remember my first joke, one of my first jokes as a comedian was about how my parents are civil servants.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not believe, but that's a point of contention in my life, because I remember the first time I found out that the president was also a civil servant.
Oh.
And I remember going to my mother and saying, yeah. You mean to tell me you and the president are in the same bracket? But all I've seen you bring, put up my tissue. Mama president, we're going to never Range Rover.
Mama president. Mama civil servant.
I've always been brilliant, nigga. I've always, but really and truly,
sharp with it.
But really and truly, that my comedy brain, it comes from my mother.
Definitely. I was about to ask that.
It comes from my mother.
Oh, all right.
The fortunate thing is I had just like funny parents.
Even your dad sounds like he's got zingers as well.
But the difference with my dad now is that my dad is a performer.
Okay. You get?
Like with my dad, it feels a lot like he comes from you can tell Kudi, this is a performance.
Yeah.
Like he's performing for you. My mother would just check it out like boom. Assist. With my dad,
I'm a walking joke machine. Exactly. I'm just dispensing.
With my dad, it has to do with the mood that he's in.
Yes.
If he's feeling good, you are laughing.
You're in for a ride.
If he's feeling good, he had a good day. He's well. My mother, good day, things bad had day.
To fall into place for him to exactly. Drop the
my dad is a. I'm in the zone. I'll
I need
give
to be
you,
on stage. I need to have, be exactly. Rehearsed.
My mom, chichango muka, tirimu munda, tirimu what bad situation, good situation, and half the time she didn't even realize what she's saying is funny.
Those are the most dangerous ones.
Do you know? So the thing is,
those are the deadly ones.
My mother hated open doors.
Mm-hmm.
Right? My mother hated it. You've opened something, you leave it open, you've opened a kitchen cabinet, you leave it open, but mostly doors. Because something about, they would almost do that, bang, because of maple and whatever. Do you know what she hit me with? Muna changa wana kakura kungu wangu nema Zambia sewe.
Kuno faro ashino ni makete.
And you know the other thing, you know the technicalities of that joke? Can I read Zambia, right? You know, you just pass through.
You just
and through Zambia is going to come where. Like, you expect. Zambia. That stands out for me because I'm like, where did you hear that?
My mom made noise now. But my mom's sister, Mike Gurubangu, who I also lived with for a good portion of my upbringing whilst I was in Zimbabwe, my mom came here to England.
Yeah,
she was a hit maker as well. Mm. She
was cold.
She had zingers.
Yeah,
she she was funny. Hustler as well.
Yeah,
like mchigayo.
Yeah.
She loved that. My mom fancies herself as a comedian.
Yeah.
She always tells me, this comment in Dini. And everyone's like, oh, your mother's so funny. A few people have always told me that.
Yeah.
You get it from your mom, you know.
Yeah.
Mom's
key.
Even when we do shows and whatnot.
Yeah.
The night before a show or whatnot.
Yeah.
Pops in. The little book.
Oh, you've been right.
She got little jokes like, lunch for what?
Chaura e ko inswa e.
Shout out to Mazi.
Inswa e.
Inswa.
Eh.
And you know, for anyone who knows his mom, she actually speaks like that. Like she actually speaks like I could actually see her. I could actually see her.
And even when I did Real Housemaids,
yeah,
Zim, my mom is the only other person that features in that series.
Oh right, yeah.
She's the only other person, and she bodies.
Yeah,
she's like there are drama in Nini. I remember I was one take, you know.
Yeah. One take.
She came, I told her, I was like, okay, your character, you're going to come, you're going to say, you're going to stand there and whatnot. Mm. She goes, okay. Bro,
I got things to do, man.
She went, ad-libbed, freestyled here and there, boom, done. I was like, me and Chinez looked at each other like,
That's what my mom.
Who man's is
oh, this? My goodness. You just unlocked.
And then I was like, okay, we need to do another angle, whatnot, whatnot. Comes, does the exact same thing. I was like, do you know there are trained actors who can't do what you just did?
Oh, they are
incredible. I was like, in that moment, I was so proud. I was like, that's where I got it from. I was like, I see you. I see where you come from. I was unfamiliar with your game.
I think I made my mom act in like, I think at least 3-4 times.
Yeah.
And when we were doing Mkwama Bruce, because we filmed in her house, oh, she loved it so much. She would cook for everyone. She would make sure that everything. But every time she showed, you could see like, oh, she was a natural.
Natural.
And you're like, man, imagine the amount of actors and actresses we lost from that generation because they were just too busy taking care of families or trying to grind for, you know?
Nah. Yeah, I was thoroughly impressed.
We could have at least 10 my Viola Davis. Look,
bruv. Nah, she bodied it. I was so impressed. I was like, wow. Yeah, and I'm so happy that I had that moment.
No, you need to write something like, where she shines.
If I write something for her, she would cook niggas.
I think you need I think you need to give her that.
We're just so busy now, maybe, and time doesn't permit. But when we have time,
I'm going to,
because she called with it. Nah, man.
Well, we're supposed to talk about other things. Almost an hour past it.
Right? But then again, to be fair, we owe them at least that. We at the very least. No, I mean, shout out to my moms.
Yeah. This podcast could be called Sons Who Love Their Mothers.
Yeah, no, I'm a mommy's boy. I'm 100%.
I think like right now my I'm always jealous, man, of somebody who everybody who speaks about their mom in present tense.
Oh.
I was watching Kevin Hart's documentary and he was speaking about how, you know, they did a double show with Chris Rock.
Yeah.
And then at one of the shows, Chris' mom came to the show and was like, man, I was so jealous because my mom passed on before she could see. I mean, she had seen a little bit and I was like, that's me. That's me. Fortunately for me, I always have prodigal son because my mom is in the front seat.
That's nice.
Seated with my Maita. No. And I can see how dumbfounded she is.
Just like,
that was her first show.
You know?
My mom had always been nervous. My dad had come to.
Yeah.
My mom had always been nervous.
Yeah, my mom gets so nervous for me. It's my mom had always ridiculous. Been so nervous.
Kuti, I don't want to jinx it. I don't want the show that I come. I was like, we've graduated.
We're past that now.
But she's legit pedigree. She is so dumbfounded. I remember she's so like. So you how are these? Also, you're talking about these people. Awuchke, like, well, oh, my mom would be so scared about that.
No.
And then the more I did it, like, oh, he's getting away with it.
Also, oh,
like in terms of days would actually pass and
no
would,
one's kicked down the door.
Or my mom would, like every time I would visit Zim, right? My mom would be like, "Usade ni mwanangu." She would always be so.
Saka panaka na mwanangu.
I don't know. Do you want it to happen?
You're giving me nervous energy, man. Hey.
Nah. But she's there in the front seat, like, bruh. And you, like, you can tell, like, there will be times
I've been there alongside the Rosa Imi.
Oh, my dad was. I will always have, it kills me that I didn't have presence of mind to go get a picture with her.
Oh.
During that,
yeah, there's the whole post show is dramatic. Oh, it's too much.
We need to have assistance,
right?
Whose job is to be on job?
Yay! Because this
short. These things need to happen.
Yeah, because before you realize, you'll be like, my best friend was just right there. I traveled from Australia, and I didn't even say you what.
You are just relieved. Oh, I didn't. The show is done.
It's done.
No one booed me.
Oh, nice. They laughed. Woof. Great. Nah, that's amazing. But yeah, man. She's proud. That much.
I hope so, man. We're about to pull off some moves where we hope. This year is mad ambitious.
Yeah.
I'm just grateful I have an invested ancestor. Up there, who's going to be?
Yeah. You've got one riding now.
Some of these visa offices, we're going to need some ancestral help.
Hey,
come through for a young nigga.
Hey, what about your collaboration? There's some things I need to. You know how she acts like she belongs. Hey, guys,
I think. I see Neander.
Neander. I was scanner. It's a true fan raquit.
Hey. Well.
Amazing. What's that lady? I don't know if she. You know what? She's so good at this character. I have no idea what age bracket she falls in.
Who's that?
That content creator who does the Zim aunties. Askan, she is
funny on TikTok.
Me on Instagram. She plays the classic Zim aunt. Askan,
Melissa.
I don't know what's and she has a bonnet and she plays the character. Might have homework here.
Oh,
you
need to show me. You need to show me that one.
She
kills it.
She encapsulates. And our mom's vedu
so well.
In a way that I love that I don't even know girl or woman because she's so sick.
She's special.
I can't tell. Like she's amazing.
Man, I just want to say shout out to all the mothers.
Shout out to all the mothers.
Shout out to all the mothers out there. You guys are the bedrock.
Yep.
Of everything we do. We appreciate you.
Love you for that.
There's not enough that we can do to really pay. My heart breaks, man. You go through 2008. They're going through now, and I just hope there's light at the end.
Catch
of the tunnel,
a break, man.
You know, and. Yeah, we'll do our best try to repay that.
We'll do it, but really and truly, you know. You can't put a number to it.
You really can't. No matter how much you try, you really can't. But we thank you.
Yeah. Much love to you. Hey.
Vana maduve, vana chira, chishongo,
namasvanda.
Namamoyo.
No. Thank you.
Varipo nevakaenda. To attend.
With that, our good friends and BFFs, we bid you adieu.
I mean, if we keep talking, we might undo everything. Mam right, but makas tanga kuyenze. Shout out, guys. Shout out.
Peace.